Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's time once again to meet our community, the Hispanic business community here in Orange County, powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and Orange County's only community radio station with the only man I know who knows everybody in Orange County. He's going to prove it here today, John Gutierrez.
Welcome, everybody, to our community podcast show powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. I'm your host, John Gutierrez, Senior Vice President here. And with us today, we have another special guest who was with us before in the past, Julian Castañeda, former Vice President of our Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce Youth Chamber. He's also the founder of Bags of Love Foundation, and he's a co-founder of Vibe Marketing Agency. And he's a national ambassador and advocate for the Blood Cancer United Center and a two-time cancer survivor. Welcome to the show, Julian.
Thank you for having me back. It's always great to talk to you. So excited to share more today.
Yes. You know what? Paul always says, I'm the one that knows everybody, but you're getting to the point where you know everybody because you're growing, man. You're blowing up. This is good.
It's a work in progress, but it's been a lot of fun and growth.
What would you say has been your greatest, I don't know, challenge the last couple of years? I know we were talking on the way in here, and we're going to get into this great event, of course, that you have coming up Thursday, April 9th, which is next week, depending on when you're watching the show, Prosperar, which is Latinos in Business, from 5:30 to 8:30, and there's still some tickets available. Tickets are only $30, but it includes food and some great information. So we're going to get into the event. I know this is your second year doing it?
Yes, second year.
We're going to get into that, but I want to talk a little bit about you. I know you were on the show previously, and of course, as I mentioned here, you're a two-time cancer survivor. How are you doing, first and foremost?
Overall, I've been doing great. Health-wise, I've been in remission for over, now it is 9 years, I believe, 8, 9 years.
Nice.
Thank you.
That's good to know.
It's been a great progress in terms of my health. I haven't had any issues.
Good for you, man.
And now just focusing on personal growth, business growth, and all that.
Now, I noticed you were at the City of Hope ribbon cutting, and you've been involved with them too, right?
Yes, so that's where I got my bone marrow transplant, City of Hope. So they were the place where they gave me the second chance in life. So I've been very grateful to be part of their community, support them, and really be able to advocate as well for the work that they're doing.
Yeah, I remember they were doing this huge grand opening here in Irvine, which is, they're one of our members, City of Hope, here at the Hispanic Chamber. And they did this whole video, and your agency was part of some of the video put together that day. Can you share a little bit about that?
Correct. So the idea was, because I'm part of a lot of their events, I think everybody knew about their hospital opening date. And so I had an idea that I pitched to them, which was for social media. So for people who are tuning in here, my background with my marketing agency, our specialty is social media content. And so for this specific video, our goal was to create a campaign that was going to stop scrolls, raise awareness, and essentially help them achieve their strategic goal of announcing this hospital.
I just want to say, on behalf of the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, we're so proud of this young man because obviously you've overcome a lot from a healthcare perspective, but it was also beautiful to see at this huge, amazing event that City of Hope was doing to see you involved in many different aspects, obviously from your business side and your personal side, right? And so to see you be where you're at as far as the growth, it says a lot about your hard work. Paul, I think, has a question. Go ahead, Paul.
I just want to put a plug in for City Hope again here. We do a podcast with them, Talking Hope. Check that out, where they talk to survivors and doctors. Fascinating thing we've been doing. And we should get Julian on that show.
Yeah, that's up to Julian, man. I know that I've followed a little bit your journey since you were involved with the Youth Chamber. And it's very exciting to see where your agency is going now as far as your business. What would you say to those listening or viewing us today has been the biggest challenge? I know we asked that earlier. What's been the biggest challenge in growing your business, would you say?
I think there's really so many challenges. It's so hard to really decide. But I think one thing I've learned the most is really with the business is never ending problem solving. There's always another problem to figure out. How do you get to that next level? So there's multiple levels to it. And to be able to grow through each of those levels, all the mentors, people who have supported, gave us a chance to work with them, trusted us with their brand, has really allowed us to grow. And I think the biggest challenge really is learning how to scale a sustainable long-term business. And thinking of that, it's very daunting, but when you work on it, it's really rewarding when you see it all come together.
Yeah, and I got to say, I think that pretty much every major networking event that I go to, I run into you. Do you find that has helped you going? And you're not just sitting at home waiting for somebody to knock on your door. You're out there.
Yes, I think networking has been one of the most impactful things. I think there's nothing like being able to meet a person in person, face to face, sharing your story, sharing about each other, seeing what type of collaboration opportunities there is, but really just aligning yourself within the same community of similar like-minded people. And so when you're at these networking events, it's really similar like-minded people that you're networking, meeting with, and you all have similar goals, interests. And through that, you're able to then discuss those type of opportunities. In my case, that's marketing and social media. And it's been very essential to be able to not just show up to networking events, but also engage and a follow-up as well, being able to set up meetings after to really get to know that person deeper. That's really is one of the most important things to that as well.
I love what you just said, man. The follow-up aspect. You can meet a lot of people at our events or any networking events, which we host monthly networking events, of course, here at the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. But the follow-up, that plays such a crucial role. Because if you don't follow up and make that connection, they'll forget about you, or you may forget about them. One of the things that I enjoy you sharing right now is we're finding that a lot of the new younger generation, because of technology and all that, they're not getting out there as much. They're not going to events to network as much. And that's why I think that what you're doing with this event, of course, again, Thursday, April 9th, which is next week, a day from today, next week on April 9th, Prosperar Latinos in Business, 5:30 to 8:30. Tickets are only $30, and it includes food, guys. There's still some tickets left. Hurry before they sell out, because every year, I know you've been doing this since, you know, it sells out, right? I love that you're bringing people together. Can you share with everybody the event and who you have on the panel and really the purpose behind it?
Yes. So this event is co-hosted by Vi Marketing Agency and Cal State Fullerton Center for Leadership. So the Center for Leadership is one of 7 centers, part of the College of Business at Cal State Fullerton. And that center is really focused on improving and showcasing leaders throughout Orange County. And so they work along with students. And with Cal State Fullerton, that is heavily Latino serving, with over 50% of students being Latino. So our goal with this event was to create an event that could bring in the business community, Latino business community, to the College of Business, where then we could foster more of that business collaboration. And so this event is targeted towards mostly business owners, business leaders, business entrepreneurs, because our goal is to bring them to the college so that they could better understand and know what the college is about. Okay. To then support and mentor the students in that with the Center for Leadership. Center for Leadership does multiple events year-round. They host many panels for students every month. And so this gives opportunity for a lot of these community leaders to join, learn about them, and then hopefully participate and get more involved, as we want to see more Latinos as part of the Center for Leadership and supporting those students there.
I love that you're going to have, of course, Veronica Corona, who's longtime big supporter of our chamber. Of course, she is the chair of the state chamber of ours. And of course, Gaddy Vasquez, who's part of our chamber on our advisory board, ambassador of the U.S. He's going to be your MC, if I'm correct.
Correct.
And of course, you have other guests like Altamed's son of the founder. I saw his little video today. That was pretty cool to see his passion behind it. Share a little bit about the guests. What made you decide to go with these different people? I know you also have an announcement of a new guest that you've added to the panel, right?
Correct. So our panel... So the goal with this event, again, is to tell the stories of successful leaders, Latino leaders who are doing great work, but we don't always know their journey that it took them to get there. We always hear about the titles, the success, where they're at now, but we don't always hear what was it like to growing up, what was it like going through that journey after college or through your early 20s, if you didn't go to college. So there's a lot of these stories where you don't always hear the struggle. And that's where this event comes in, hearing stories of immigrants, first gen, second gen, Latinos who are all facing different challenges. And so we have four main panelists and a future speaker. Our panelists right now includes, as you mentioned, Veronica Corona, Milan de la Rocha from Ultimate Health, Ingrid from Casanova, and then our special last panelist here that we are just announcing right now is Jenny Martinez, who is a author, Mexican chef, and social media influencer. She has over 4 million followers across social platforms, and she really educates her audience on cooking Latino meals. And nice. So she has a cookbook. She has her own line at JCPenney. So it's going to be exciting to have a variety of business owners, community leaders from healthcare, business.
Yes. You're also going to have Carlos, right? Is that his name?
Carlos Waman as well. Yes. He's going to be a future speaker as well, sharing his story for a couple minutes and emceed by Getty Vasquez. So it's going to be a super exciting event, a lot of networking opportunities, a lot of...
And if I may, if you've never seen Getty Vasquez be an MC, man, he is just... He is full of energy, an inspirational person to listen. My son happened to attend this last Youth Chambers event, the women's event at Chapman University. And he said, wow, Dad, the MC, he was amazing. And I said, yeah, that's our friend Getty Vasquez, who's on our advisory board. And it's just, it's good to hear the next generations be able to be in front of somebody like Getty Vasquez, who's been through so much in his life, right? And what he has served our country. And kudos to you, man. What a lineup. This is exciting, right? What is the cutoff of how many people you can host and where are you guys at and what is the goal?
Correct. So the goal is to sell out at 100.
Okay.
The capacity for the room we're in is 100.
Okay.
Last year we reached that capacity. So this year we're expecting to also potentially have a wait list sometime next week. So we're super excited and we're hoping right now to continue those ticket sales. We've been having a lot of support from a lot of people in the community who are interested in just hearing these stories. So it's really amazing to just know that the market, the interest is out there for these type of events.
So I just want to make sure I put this out there. Latinos listening, don't wait till the last minute like we always do. Okay. Because then we get those that are like, I wanted to go and I missed it. And I listen, get your ticket. And where can they get the ticket? How can they find the ticket? Where can they register? Can you share that, please?
Yeah, so we're selling them on Eventbrite. I think the easiest way right now would be to follow us on Instagram at Vibe Marketing Agency. You could then click on the link. We have the tickets there on Eventbrite.
You link there?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I see here that Spoons, our friend Tony, who's one of our members, is going to be there. Is he providing food?
Yes, so he's going to be providing his favorite top requested item, which is a tequila penne pasta.
Very delicious, yes.
So everybody will be well fed, they'll have some salad as well.
I think that comes with some garlic bread or something.
Yeah.
I've had that before. Yeah. It's really good, really good. And kudos to Tony, he does a great job. If you've never been to his restaurant, my favorite is the club sandwich. Ooh, delicious with avocado. So thank you, Tony, for supporting. Tell us a little bit more about the future of yourself, the business, and where you want to take this event next to.
Yes, so I'll start off with the event itself. So I think the goal for this event is to continue to leave a legacy behind with this type of an event. Our goal is to eventually create an event where we're able to recruit different panelists, like the first Latino astronaut into space, potentially someone like the Hot Cheeto guy. Mm-hmm. Some really inspiring stories where this event really is going to become a staple in our community here, and eventually also being able to attract more of these, again, leaders to be part of the Center for Leadership, so that those students could then be supported by the appropriate mentors in the Latino space. And so it's going to be very exciting. This is our second annual event. We're hoping to just keep this going every year from now and continue to bring in the right partners, the right collaborators that also want the same outcome for the community.
Share with everybody a little bit about, I know you have a business partner, and I know that the business that you have is also thriving in Northern California. Can you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I'll start off with my story from the start.
Sure.
I think just to give some more context on the background of how, because that's also how I got into marketing. So for those watching who heard about my cancer story, I was personally diagnosed with leukemia when I was 10 years old, went through 3.5 years of chemo, was in remission for 2 years. 16 years old is when the cancer came back again.
Wow.
This time, had to go through a bone marrow transplant at City of Hope. During this time, I realized I wanted to make the most out of the second chance I had. So I started raising money through boxes of chips, a variety pack of chips, had enough to buy one box of chips, sold it all on school the next day, went back to a store, had enough to buy two boxes now.
This is in high school?
Yeah, right? In high school. Okay. And so I gave one to a friend, kept reinvesting that box of chip money till I had about 15 different friends, each with their own box of chips. By the end of that semester, we raised our first $1,000, which allowed us to give back to other kids in the hospital. Eventually, I figured out how to start a nonprofit. At the age of 18, Bags of Love Foundation officially became established. By the time I turned 21, we had raised our first $100,000, and we're on Good Morning America. And that's what really taught me and got me passionate about marketing. Really being strategic with minimal resources. We had to do our website, our social media marketing, our own videos. We had to put on our own events, do our own ads, sell out our events. So all of that taught me all the marketing skills I needed. And I really realized I have a passion for the creativity, the strategy that goes behind it. So I changed my major to marketing as soon as I went to Cal State Northridge. So fast forward, I graduated Cal State Northridge while growing the nonprofit. By the time I graduated from Cal State Northridge, I met my now business partner a couple months prior through another event where he hosted a fundraiser for Bags of Love. And through that, we realized we had similar goals.
Good guy.
Similar passions.
Yes.
And
a lot of energy.
Yes. Yeah. And so eventually we decided, let's get into the marketing agency together. So as soon as I graduated from Cal State Northridge, the marketing agency was already in place. And
nice.
Now this May is going to be our 3-year anniversary.
Good for you.
Doing that.
Good for you. Yeah, I've seen, and you hosted a huge event, right, in Bakersfield. Was it last year? You had a big gala or something like that?
Yeah, I think so we had our Gold Ribbon Gala as an event. So the nonprofit, we mainly focus in Kern County. We had our first event in Newport this January for Bags of Love. So that was exciting. It was our first ever event.
That's right.
In Orange County, outside of Bakersfield. So we're slowly expanding, but we're keeping our core focus right now still in Kern County as I still manage the marketing agency and still grow that.
That's awesome. Paul, you had a question?
So how does a kid from Bakersfield, because that's where you're from, right? Originally Bakersfield.
Correct.
How do you get on Good Morning America? You just said this, okay, I was on Good Morning America.
Yeah, right.
And everybody just, oh, yeah, Good Morning America. That's a big deal.
Did they reach out to you?
Yes, they did reach out. I believe the Good Morning America segment was also in support with City of Hope. So I think City of Hope was also a big part of helping me, giving me a platform to share my story.
That's awesome.
So that was amazing on their end as well.
I think it's beautiful, man, to see the resilience, right, in you. I think if anybody was to ask me out somewhere, nowhere, and say, hey, what do you know about this young man? I'd be like, he's resilient. That defines who you are. You've been through so much, and you just continue to go, right? To battle cancer at such a young age, and then for it to go away and then come back, that's hard. That could be mentally and just emotionally draining to say, wow, here we go again. Is that something that stays with you?
I think it's something that has definitely impacted the person I am. I think it has definitely changed my mindset and gave me a very positive way to look at things, a positive way of looking at life, and excited to just always live each day with purpose, with excitement, and knowing even when the days are bad, it's not really a bad day overall. Every day is a good day.
That's right. Every day is a good day. Folks, Thursday, April 9th, which is a week from tomorrow, depending on when you watch the show, Prosperar Latinos in Business. It's from 5:30 to 8:30. It's only $30 a ticket and includes food. And you're going to get a chance to learn from some amazing panel speakers. And not only that, you get to meet this amazing young man who's been through so much himself. So if you haven't got your tickets, go to their Instagram. Again, share the Instagram.
Vibe Marketing Agency.
Vibe Marketing Agency. Go to the Instagram. There's a link there. get your tickets before they sell out. They did sell out last year.
And where's the event at?
At Cal State Fullerton College of Business.
Okay.
Yes, and Cal State Fullerton is one of our longtime partners. Obviously, Elva Rubacalva is our chair of our board, and she's been very instrumental in being involved. I think she's always been there for you as far as anything you needed over there.
Yes.
And so we want to also give them just a shout out and say thank you to Cal State Fullerton. They've always been so open.
I got one other question. Vibe Marketing Agency. So you do social media marketing? Is that what you do?
Yeah, so our core focus is social content. Nowadays, more people are on social media than they are on TV and streaming combined.
Isn't that the truth? Yeah.
And overall, our goal is to work with those purpose-driven brands who are creating great impact, have great teams, are doing great work, whether they're a for-profit or non-profit, but they lack the storytelling and visibility. So on social media now, you have to really be strategic on how are you telling that story. What do people know about you? Who are the people who are involved with your organization, and highlighting them on social so that you have a digital reputation just the same way as you have an in-person reputation. So we work with those brands to really hone in on how are they being represented online and telling their story to amplify their purpose. And then aside from that, we also do website design and a few other services as well.
I think what I've seen that is really cool is some of these like highlight reels that you do of businesses, right? Because I think they play a crucial role, like you said, in people that are just scrolling, whatever, at lunchtime, during a break at work, end of the night, at home. Everybody gets on their phones and they're looking at whatever it is. It could be news, it could be TikTok, it could be whatever. And that is where these videos that you create, and I'm sure you create different samples, right? If somebody calls you, you're going to give them, I'm sure, a consultation on, hey, we could do X, Y, Z, right?
Correct.
There's the short videos for like highlight reels or TikTok. Yeah. Then there's the more educational videos, right? There's different, and I'm sure there's different fees to that. But video content has become such a huge component in marketing in today's world, right?
Correct. And that's also where we come in as the expert in that space, because a lot of times we see investment going into video, but it's also about how you edit the video, how you pace it, mm-hmm. how you style it,
how you promote it too, and everything. Mm-hmm. Just putting it up there doesn't mean it finds an audience. You got to do something with it.
Exactly. So because you could post content, video content, but just because you're posting content doesn't always mean it's performing the best and getting the best impact out there. So it's also making sure you're positioning it for the best performance overall.
Yeah. And so for any of you that are watching us for the first time and you have a business or you're starting a business, this is a great opportunity to connect with Julian, right? You spend $30 to come to this event. You get to meet him in person and schedule a time with him that day to sit down and say, hey, I've got this business I'm starting up. Can you help me put something together? And his team most likely is going to be there that day. So that's a good opportunity to start collaborating with him. And not only that, you're helping support also a local business in our community.
And a good guy.
And a good guy. Exactly. A great young man. And
hey, you know, I only have one other question.
Sure, Paul.
Vibe Marketing Agency. He spells agency with an I. Why? Why spell it with an I at the end of it?
Maybe
agency?
That's what makes him the marketing genius.
I know. I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to get
different.
Into his mind here.
You know, Paul?
Only now, person I've ever seen agency, A-G-E-N-C-I. Is there an I in this? I don't know. Why. Where'd that come from?
It helps keep our clients stay up at night thinking about it.
The Paul exactly. Roberts of the world.
That's right. Why? Why is there an I?
Sometimes you just got to be different,
sometimes,
right?
Sometimes, right,
so right? It's all about just standing out and showing that this isn't your average agency, but we're definitely different in the way we do things.
I just want to say congratulations on all your hard work, right? All your success. Again, folks, Thursday, April 9th, Prosperar Latinos in Business, 5:30 to 8:30, $30 for a ticket. It's the best $30 you're going to spend. And it includes food, delicious food from Spoon's Restaurant, our friend Tony, delicious food. And not only that, don't forget, there's a networking aspect of this, right? When you arrive, you get to meet other leaders and there's networking, right? There's opportunities. You never know. You're looking for a job, an opportunity, whatever it is, you might meet the right person. on this day. But if you don't attend, you don't know. And so, again, don't miss out by not attending this great event. Visit their Instagram, which is?
Vibe Marketing Agency.
Vibe Marketing Agency. Julian, thank you for being on the show again. We wish you all the best next week. And we'll see you there, of course. We'll see everybody there. And continue all success, brother.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, Mr. Power Robbers, there you have it, folks. Our community podcast show, powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, where our community is your community.
There you have it. One more reason to tune in every time to keep up to date what's happening and who's doing what here in Orange County. On Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio, streaming live from our studios here at the University of California, Irvine's Beale Applied Innovation Center.